less than that, it makes it a little more challenging for you. It doesn't change your job, yet you got to do the same things, and you got to sometimes play mind games to not be differently than you are because of, you know, what people are saying or writing or thinking about you. But you can't control those things, so it's just something that you unfortunately oftentimes have to go through. Some coaches are lucky because they're so successful and they never have to go through it, but there aren't many of those, if any. It's just something that you have to deal with, and it just makes it a little more challenging.
How has Durant surprised you, and where does he need to grow?
He surprised me because obviously didn't know him until this summer. His enthusiasm for the game is just a delightful thing. You know, I think not in terms of ability yet, but in terms of enthusiasm for the game. He reminds me of Irvin Johnson and Michael, because they love to play basketball. That's, you know, it always surprised me. Some of the really good players in this league do it and like it, but it's a job or it's something they do, and you know, there comes a time when they can live without it. Magic and Michael to me always struck me, and this summer when I got a chance in 92 to spend time with both of them, it's just unbelievable to watch them come to practice, come to drills, just play basketball. They love to play basketball. Kevin's like that. It's when you have a gym rat type guy, it really makes it a lot easier. I mean, he's going to come back in the gym and he's going to text one of the assistant coaches and he'll shoot for an hour at night, and back-to-backs are good. Back-to-backs are fun because it means he gets to play 2 days in a row, and 82 games are better than 30 games. So I think his enthusiasm for the game is something that already has, but is really going to stand him well long term.
And where would you like to see his game grow?
Less his game, just more he grow. I just think that, you know, you kind of wish you could fast forward him to. It's funny, on NBA.com the last couple days, they were, one of the little boxes on top was whatever year Michael and them were rookies. They had a picture of Michael in his old Red Bulls uniform as a rookie, and they were rating the rookies then. But it was funny to see Michael, how skinny he looked back then. And it just reminds you of Kevin. He's going to get bigger and you know, stronger on his own. He's spending a lot of time with our strength coach. That's not what he needs. It's like he's in the weight room and he's lifting. He just needs to get older. As he gets older, he's going to get bigger, and that's going to change him. More than anything that he'll learn or experience in the NBA, just as he gets physically stronger, that's going to take him to another level in terms of, because it'll just be something that it's going to be very hard for opponents to deal with. Right now, there's a little bit of an edge because of his lack of strength.
PJ, about the quarter mark about the season right now, what are some of the things that have stood out with your team, and where would you like to see the team improve on?
Their resiliency and their attitude has been the most positive thing for me. They've been great. They've worked very hard through the preseason. They've worked hard through a difficult stretch of games with the record we have, and a tough schedule. I mean, everybody in the league plays 82 games, but we've had a tough schedule to start. We've had injuries, and our guys have hung in. They've been great. They've bounced back. Now we get a pretty good chance to bounce back tonight because we were lousy last night and didn't play very well at all. So far, they're probably, to me, best characteristic has been how they've competed. A vast majority of the nights, they've been very competitive. And when they have experienced some adversity, even some tough adversity, they've bounced back.
Do you ever get frustrated going from a team where last year you could play poorly and, you know, win, and now you can play great and lose? Have you kept your patience?
No, I don't know if that's exactly true. I mean, it's possible, I think, for the Spurs to be off their game. I don't think they can play poorly and still win, but I think what makes the Spurs is they seldom play poorly. They may not play as well as